conclusion, that part 16, the of authentic faith life balance, the authentic faith life conclusion. And so it comes from the message, and there's more added to what we've already heard. You're truly converted when in Alpha and Omega fellowship at the post. That was the title of the message that this conclusion is coming from. And it was also, the subtitle was The Manifestation of Mark 4 is Here. And we pick up by getting more clarity of Omega when Omega is at the post. And this message is really pointed around the Omega side of fellowship. And it really, really brings light to it. In fact, the message prior to this one, or right after this one rather, was called When You're in the Light, You're in Omega Fellowship. And so when there's illumination there at the post, and you're hearing from Alpha, who is Christ the Lord, and you're hearing him speak, you're hearing the Rhema word, and then all of a sudden illumination sets in into your personal. You've crossed over into the Omega side of fellowship, which Omega means the results. It means the manifestation of things. Omega's fellowship is designed to bring sight to the game. It couples up with your hearing. Whatever you've heard, you should be seeing. And that's just the truth of the matter. I find it amazing that even when we're not at our strength, that God is still causing our eyes to see. I don't know if any of you have gone through that over the last week or so. You might not have been strong in the Rhema, but God is being so faithful because of where you've already been established in authentic faith. I've looked at that this week. We had a really tough time at work. It was really busy the week before, rather. And it was really grueling. But I saw him, although I couldn't spend the quality time that I like, I still saw the Omega side bringing things to pass. And the Lord let me know something in the Amen. Midst of the study, that even when you can't come to the post, the revelation of the post is already established in you, and it's already in motion. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And because of the fact that you've accepted the truth about authentic faith, you're going to see manifestation like never before. That's without question. But we pick up in John chapter 16, and it talks about more clarity of the Omega side of this fellowship that's at the post of his doors. In John 16, verse number 21 through 23, it says, a woman when she is in travail, and again, this is the prophetic conclusion of the Authentic Faith Life series. A woman when she is in travail hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Now, when you cross over and you start to really live in this life, in this Rhema life, this authentic faith life, what happens is the travail that you once went through in the word, it really ceases. I remember before the understanding of Mark 4, that there were times, I can't say all the time, because God is all really, really, when I got born again, he gifted me with the gift of revelation. To have revelation knowledge was probably the greatest gift outside of salvation itself that I received, to be able to see into the word, to read the Bible, but hear Rhema. It's a big difference. And so, but there were times that I travailed in the word, but because of the revelation of Rhema and now the revelation of the authentic faith life, travail is gone. We no longer have to travail in the word. We don't have to press and push, because we've learned through the mystery of Mark 4, the mystery of the kingdom, was staying in the conversation, staying in the study of what God was revealing. And so now It says here that a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. It's time to travail. It's time to go through the labor. But when the child, when she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish. And the Lord showed me here that we did at one time travail. But this revelation behind authentic faith now really, really supporting the revelation of the mystery has really, really stopped travail. It has given us a balance in this thing. It's given us a tremendous balance in reference to having a real right fellowship with Alpha and Omega, coming into his temperament, and then being able to, through the temperament of Christ, to move into the fellowship with the Father, who we call Omega, or the Bible denotes him as being Omega.
Amen.
And so it is God the Father, God the Son. It's the same, but yet different. And so we've come into a place of great balance. So our travail, it's essentially given birth. No longer travailing. We are so blessed. We could be away from the word for 4 or 5 days, pick up and know how to pick up where we left off in the conversation. Travail is gone.
Amen.
We've given birth. So it meant to travail means to bring forth or bear, produce fruit from the seed. The seed of God's word has caused us to give birth. We no longer are trying to push or bear the fruit of hearing. We've got it. Praise God. So although we haven't always seen manifestation, we as a woman giving birth have been pushing. Now that we've learned of his temperament and how through authentic faith he puts it on us, we understand that we have brought forth fruit. Hear me again. We have brought forth fruit in our hearing. No more travail. Never again will you travail in the word.
Hallelujah.
Never. Hear me now. Never, because of the revelation that you have of the post and how to keep things in a place of authenticity, you'll never travail again. It's very important for us to understand that when there's no travailing in the word, our fellowship now, watch this, it now has already been established with the Father who is Omega. As we have given birth in our hearing, now we also have transitioned into the ability to have fellowship with the Omega. The rhema of authentic faith is truly established in a position to hear without travail. For we have given birth in our hearing. The Bible then says in verse 23, this is what happens after you've given birth. He says, in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, in my temperament, he will give it you. So now you see the transition here. This is the transition that we come into. We transition from Alpha, who is Christ, the Lord of the rainbow, the Lord of the word. Jesus said, the words that I speak, or they're not mine, but he's Lord over them, but they're not his words. But my Father doeth the work. So now he wants to take us from hearing to seeing in the rhema word. We've been learning this for the last 7 years or so. To ask means to ascertain by inquiry. It means investigation or exploration. It means examination or probing. That's what ask means. He says, you're not going to investigate me. You're no longer going to explore me. Neither will you examine or probe me. Watch this. But now our investigating, our asking is now with the Father. We should be investigating time with the Father. We should be investigating and exploring time with the Father. We should be examining the Father. Now our fellowship is transitioned from Alpha to Omega because we've given birth in our hearing.
Hallelujah, Lord.
TGM, do we need to understand something? I'm going to say this about probably 15 times today. We have truly arrived. Truly. And I don't care about the smoke screens that your flesh might bring, that the enemy might bring. When the dust clears and you get back to the post of his doors, I need you to understand the level that you're really walking in. And God needs you to understand it. Your time now is transitioned from Alpha to Omega. Listen, we learned that the Father is the end of our faith. Why? Because he's the one that prunes and brings about total salvation. The end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. It is a time to be with the Father, not negating Christ, because we're always connected through the Rhema word to Christ, and we acknowledge Amen. Him there.
Amen, God. Amen.
But now Jesus says his, when you've given birth, when you no longer have travail, don't ask me for anything. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. He'll give it to you. Now it's time for you to investigate this truth. It's time for you to explore it, to probe it, examine it, ascertain by inquiry to the Father. It's time to transition now. And I really want this to set in, because this is the conclusion of this faith series, that our faith has brought us, authentic faith has brought us into the domain of the Father, where all Omega fellowship is, where all results come in. This is the conclusion that we've come to. After all this study, after all this word, after all these messages, the conclusion is we are now with the Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
So we should no longer be investigating or exploring with Alpha. Jesus said we should be exploring and examining the Father, the God of works and results. It is him that we should be inquiring of. Our hearing has given birth. We intimately knew Jesus, and we intimately know Jesus. And now it's time to have intimacy with the Father. It's time to give birth to the place of our seeing. It's time for manifestation. And again, I'm so acknowledging the fact that he's doing so much, even at times when I'm doing so little. But he's still got this thing in motion, because I've crossed over to the place of fellowship with him. I recognize instantly when I'm under the temperament of the Lord, I now have an audience with my Father. I understand it instantly, and you should be understanding it too, that when you recognize his temperament, you now have audience with Omega, the God of results, who's about to remove your burdens and destroy your yokes. So the manifestation of Mark 4 as a result of this knowledge has truly come. It's truly in the full light. The full manifestation of Mark 4 has really come because of this here. The Lord told us at the beginning of understanding and of our understanding of Mark 4 that we would walk in the kingdom here now on earth. The mystery of staying in the study has led us to the realm of authentic faith, guys. It has led us here to having an authenticity in faith. Not some Bible faith teaching or some hoping and some surface level and shallow understanding of what faith is. But the Bible says the just shall live by faith. And that's what we've learned. And we're learning to live by it. We're learning to become it. We're learning to put him on, or to allow him to come on us. We're learning now. And that's opened up a realm of authentic faith. The authentic faith life has revealed the kingdom in its totality. Truly, how to reach the gates and remain at the post of his doors for entry into his kingdom will forever be written on our hearts and minds. I'm going to say that again. How to reach the gates and remain at the post of his doors for entry into his kingdom will be forever on our hearts and minds. He has etched it there.
Amen.
He truly has. We everybody, listen, when I talk to Elder Donna throughout the week, I talk to Elder Allison, and I talk to some others. Listen, and when I'm talking, if I can share a moment where I'm kind of maybe dragging a little bit, they'll write back. Get to the post. You know what to do. Get to the gates. You know what to do. That will be forever etched as the way into the way of the kingdom and the kingdom manifested life. It's forever there. We've gotten he's given us such in-depth understanding of how to transfer from our temperaments to his and then step into authentic faith from there. It will forever be there. We'll never lose it. The Bible talks about that which he's spoken, that he caused the Holy Spirit to bring it to our remembrance. The way, listen, he said, the way we know and the truth we know. The mystery of the kingdom is no longer, listen to this, very profound. The mystery of the kingdom is no longer a mystery. He has revealed it, hallelujah, and we have arrived, praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's no longer a mystery. This is the conclusion. Hallelujah. It's no longer a mystery. We have crossed over, praise God. And the enemy will still fight us. And the Lord even let me know, storms will still even come.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean we haven't entered into the kingdom of our God. Because the mystery of the kingdom is no longer a mystery. Mark 4, 11 and 12. It says, and he said unto them, listen to this. This will stick out to you, Ramahites. It says, unto you it is given to know. It doesn't say unto you it is given to know that there is a mystery. It says it is given for you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God.
Yes, God.
It's not just good that we found out there that it is a mystery, but no. It's given unto us to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Let me stop right there. The fact that God has given us a rhema on the post of his doors and coming to his gates, that is the entry point to the kingdom. He gave us a rhema that of authentic faith being our way in, exchanging of temperament, coming into this place. So now the mystery of the kingdom is no longer a mystery. But unto them that are without, some people don't have it. It's still done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing, listen, and hearing, they may hear, but not understand, lest at any time they should be converted. And in this segment of the message here, in this part of the message, it talks about how that now with in the fact that we've come into this authentic faith, and we've stepped into the fellowship with Omega, there's true conversion on us. It says, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. All right, first of all, it's been given for us to know this. Listen to this. This is really powerful. This is some new mixed with some old. It said, the word given means of one's own accord, to give one something to his advantage, to bestow a gift. So Jesus has bestowed a gift on us. He's given us something to work in our advantage. We learn that. But here's something new. Listen to this here. To give one to someone to whom he already belonged, to return. I read that thing and I said, you got to be kidding me. That definition in given has always been there, but I've never paid attention. It's never drawn me. Grace never led me to look at it like that. Well, grace led me to look at it for us now. In this conclusion, it means to give one to someone to whom he already belonged. And I heard the Lord say to me so gently, mm-mm, I gave you all back to my Father.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
To whom you already belonged.
Hallelujah, God.
I returned you to him. I said, Lord, you got to be kidding me. Hallelujah. He said, Todd, the mere fact that you have fellowship with my Father, it proves I've given you
Jesus.
I gave you back to whom you already belong, son.
Hallelujah, God.
I said, Lord, my goodness. I said, yes. I said, yes. Every time I step into this rhema, I don't know about you. I'll testify for me. Every time I step into this thing, I have immediate access to the Father, and I can I feel the connection and fellowship. I have. And I pray you have too, by the teaching and by what you've learned. I pray that you recognize you've been given back to who you really belonged.
Amen, amen.
He gave you the kingdom when he restored Omega Fellowship in your life. He gave you the kingdom. He gave it to you. And because of the kingdom coming in like this, it brings about a total conversion. It brings about a total conversion. So Christ led us through the rhema of authentic faith to the gates of our Father, back to the post of his doors, his temperament. He essentially gave us back to the one in whom we belong. And in doing so, this is how he gave us the kingdom. Omega Fellowship is truly the arrival into the kingdom. It's truly our conversion, and it's truly becoming our faith. The word converted, listen, the word converted, and this makes so much sense by the definition of given and converted, they match, they marry perfectly. The word converted means to turn to the worship of the true God. My goodness, we've returned to the true worship of not just Alpha, but Alpha and Omega, the triune God now. We're worshiping.
Amen.
That's our conversion. When the church only recognizes Jesus but doesn't know the Father, there's no conversion there. Why? Because Jesus is the Lord that makes you hear. God is the Father. The Father's the Lord that will make you see. And kingdom, the kingdom of God, my goodness, is about hearing and seeing. They're both alike. A church that's only hearing but not seeing is not a church that's been converted. We have gotten the positioning and the opportunity for absolute true conversion.
Yes, God.
To turn to the worship of the true God, God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So coming into authentic faith with Alpha and Omega, with the Father and the Son, has converted us. This is the conclusion. Our fellowship being with both of them has caused understanding in both our hearing and seeing. We've reached true conversion.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We've reached it. It's not going to get any greater than this. You may get great revelations and rhemas, but I'm telling you right now that Mark 4 is a prerequisite to understanding the mystery. And God revealing authentic faith came by Mark 4, because Mark 4 taught us to stay in the study. Staying in the study has led us to understanding the authentic faith life of putting on temperament.
Amen, God. Amen.
It truly led us to right where we are. This is not by chance. This is by the design of the Father. And if you're under the sound of my voice, he chose you for this dimension. He chose you to be converted. He chose you to experience the power and life of his kingdom. Those are facts, praise God. And no weapon formed against you will prosper in stopping it. There's not one. You, when you're converted, you become unstoppable. Mark 4, 13 through 19. The conclusion says here, it says, and he said unto them, know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. I used to look at that and say, my goodness, I have to change this and I have to change that. But when the Lord gave me this understanding here, this prophetic conclusion, he let me know something. He let me know Satan can't steal the word. We have roots that run deep. The cares of this world are not stopping us and the deceitfulness of riches are not persuading us. The lust of other things aren't overwhelming us either. The world, Satan, and our flesh have thrown their best at us, but we are still standing and coming, and we're coming into the fullness of the knowledge and awareness of authentic faith in God.
Thank you.
He can't choke us. The rhema's too strong. Our necks are too big. We have been converted in our hearing and seeing. Our fellowship is with the one true God, the Father and the Son. We have become essentially unstoppable, praise God.
Bless God.
I don't care if cares of this world rise, but you're keeping a glimpse on the word. I don't care, Joshua, what you might have been going through at work and all these things coming in to try to stop you and hinder you. You've kept a glimpse on his word. I don't care, Carolyn, what might be going on around you and all hell breaking loose. You've kept a glimpse on his word. You are unstoppable. The cares, the deceitfulness, none of this stuff is stopping us. The reason why is because our fellowship is with Alpha and Omega. We've come into true conversion. And I don't care what the world throws at us.
Thank you, God.
I don't care what the flesh causes to let out and rise. You're still not being stopped. Why? You've got a glimpse, and the Bible declares it in the Message Bible. There will be affirmation for them that have the glimpse.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've arrived. Authentic faith has stabilized us. I don't care if you take a sabbatical for a week and a half from the Rhema word. I guarantee you'll be right back, plugged back in, because you've been converted.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
To make a difference about storms coming and winds blowing, it doesn't matter that your faith might be tried. That's all it is. It's being tried. Let me tell you something. When you've come into the knowledge of authentic faith, the knowledge of Alpha and Omega fellowship, and the Holy Spirit right there, I believe Elder Allison said it to us on last week's excerpt. A three-folded cord is not quickly broken. You can't be stopped. So go ahead, let the winds blow. Go ahead, let the world, let all the cares of this life rise up in you. Let thorns rise. They can't choke you out. It's not happening. How many times did you almost take your last breath and walk away from this, but all of a sudden you get a gasp out of nowhere and you're refreshed and revived, ready to go again? Why? Because you've been converted.
Hallelujah.
That's the conclusion of stepping into the authentic faith life. No weapon formed against us will prosper. So he can't choke us. He told me this morning. He said he can't choke you. The rhema's too strong. Your necks are too big. We have been converted in our hearing and seeing. Our fellowship is with the one true God, the Father and the Son. We have become unstoppable. And when you become unstoppable and when you've been converted, this is the time now. Hear me, child of God. Don't be dismayed about the lack of manifestation going on around you. Because it's only through the converted ones that you bear fruit. Authentic faith causes us, and coming into this place of conversion will cause us to bear fruit. It says in Mark 4:20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, that's us, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Elder Allison also taught in the excerpt that our three times a day, that fellowship will determine whether we're getting 30-fold, 60, or 100. But let me tell you, child of God, you're in the race. You're in the race because you've been converted. You're in the race because you've learned of authentic faith. So now your return is up to you. If you want to come in three times a day, and you'll start to see that you've been sealed. You've been sealed, and you can remain sealed all throughout the day, every day. And if that seal is on you for 30% of your day or 33%, then that's what you're going to yield, 30% back. If you're doing it twice a day, that would denote about 66% that you're seeing in return. But if you stay all day, you've got 100-fold coming your way. But you're in the race. You're in the race because you have been converted. If you've ever experienced Alpha and Omega fellowship, you're right here. Now your return, your harvest return depends upon you. But you have this ability, you have this understanding to reach 100-fold. Strong men retain riches, the Bible says. Be strong in your faith. Be faithful to the faith. If you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen.
Some 30, some 60, and some 100. In John 15 and 8, it says this here, talking about bearing fruit. Herein is my Father glorified. Look at that. My Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. So bearing fruit is an indication that, first of all, that our fellowship has reached the Father, because we know the Father as being the husbandman. He's the one that takes, he's the gardener. He's the one that makes sure that we get a strong, healthy harvest. He's the one that cuts back things that shouldn't be on branches.
Yes, he does. He
gets things out of the garden that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Father. So when your fellowship's with the Father, he doesn't just give it to you. The Father takes you. He's the one that starts getting deep on you. He's the one that starts getting personal.
Oh yeah.
He's the one that's sneaking up like ninja and slitting your throat in areas you didn't know you needed deliverance in.
Amen.
And as you say amen to that, now you bear, first you bear the fruit of the kingdom, fruit of righteousness, and that sets in. And then also it starts to translate into the reflection on your life. And that's just the facts. That's just the facts. I know I'm my worst enemy. I know it for a fact. I should be moving in 100-fold, but I haven't given my time at that level yet. But I do give enough time to where I'm seeing 30 and 60. I do see him moving because I have that relationship with him where he's still slitting my throat in areas that I need to, and I'm amening it. And anytime you get deliverance at the post, you don't lose that deliverance. It's a doorway open all the time. There's constant rain flowing. There's constantly, your deliverance is sitting right there. And as you're living it and moving in it more and more, you'll start to see the harvest reflecting in your life. And he's glorified by this. So bearing the fruit is an indication that your fellowship has reached him. Bearing fruit is also an indication of your conversion. Hear what the word of the Lord is, TGM. We've plowed. And now Mark 4 is manifesting like never before. We've plowed in this. This is not just something that happened overnight or even in this series, but TGM, we've been plowing in the rhema word, sticking to it. A 7.5-year conversation has not ended. And the results are the kingdom is no longer a mystery.
Hallelujah.
But it's in full blossom and it's in full manifestation. So in Alpha and Omega Fellowship, also, one thing you need to know, your candle is on its candlestick. It's always illumination here. Mark 4, 20 and 21, it says, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. So when your fellowship has met Omega, the Father, it means your eyes are seeing. It's seeing manifestation. Oftentimes, you begin to see it before it actually happens. He gives you a knowing. He gives you a knowing that everything will be just fine. And you're seeing into it because you've crossed over into Omega Fellowship. He has the seeing side of ministry. My Father doeth the works, Jesus said. So watch this. This means your candle is staying lit. And listen, your candle is lit and staying lit and is on its candlestick. This means your fellowship has come into or is coming into full balance with the Father and the Son. The word is staying exalted, and an authentic faith is intact. And the Father is bringing results that can be seen in your life. The candle gives sight. When you're in Alpha and Omega Fellowship, your candle is illuminating everywhere. It's everywhere. Kingdom harvest becomes yours. I said it before, but I'll say it again. Kingdom harvest becomes yours. Bearing fruit and kingdom harvest. Listen, it says in Mark 4, 26 through 27, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how.
Bless God.
This is what takes place now.
Bless
all God. Of a sudden now, all of a sudden, here's your conclusion here. Here's more of your conclusion. There's a massive harvest that's coming. You're bearing fruit, and there's a harvest here. You don't know how. It's just happening. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm not moving in it like I should, but there's still such a harvest that's coming. It's already in motion. My conversion, listen, when you've been converted, you can't go back. It is truly, prophetess has said it so many times in so many of the prayers. Never looking back, never going back. It's not something you try to do. That it's something that when you get in position, you can't do.
Amen.
You can't do. It's impossible. The word keeps calling you. Grace keeps influencing you back to where you belong, back to the post, back to his temperament, back to the authentic faith realm. Listen, that's what conversion does. And it will cause harvest.
Bless you, Lord.
When fellowship is established with the one true God, it's his good pleasure. It also becomes his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Ask the Father anything. Watch this now. Ask him anything. He'll do it. It says in Luke 12, 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure. This is about your harvest now, to give you the kingdom. All right. Jesus gave us the kingdom, gave us access into. He put us back to the one that we belong to. Now the Father is in full distribution of said kingdom for your life. And it's his good pleasure. So we can see who's actually manifesting kingdom. It is the Father. It's the Father's good pleasure to give it to you.
Amen.
Jesus gave us full entry and restored us, giving us total, if we got a revelation of it, it gives us total confirmation that we're here. Now the Father's just giving it to you here. Watch this. We can see who's manifesting kingdom. It's the Father. It is yet another indication due to authentic faith. It's not only time to hear kingdom, but it's time to see kingdom. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. The word pleasure means approbate. The word approbate means to sanction. The word sanction means give official permission or approval for action. It becomes law and decree. When the Father, and you've been restored to the Father now gives you kingdom. What the Father actually does is sanction you with power over or in the kingdom. You're now approved for action. That's why God gave us the revelation years ago, hear, speak, see, speak. Now, God, he's sanctioned us now and given us permission for action. We have approval for action. It's time to begin to open our mouths and don't let the movement of our mouths be done in silence. This is your conclusion that you now have positioning to open your mouth and decree and declare the Father has sanctioned it. He sanctioned you in it for action. Okay. And when you open your mouth from here, it becomes law and decree. It becomes law and decree. And so what takes place here or becomes decree and law. And so when you decree, a law sets in that sickness should not be there. Healing should take its place. It becomes law. You're sanctioned here. Wealth should, or poverty or lack should not be here. You have to have an understanding that this is the conclusion. You have come into a place where God has sanctioned you with power and authority. Truly.
Amen.
Truly, praise God. Somebody needs to say truly on their own atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah, you need to say truly. You need to say truly. You've been truly sanctioned. Not no play, not just a word. No, you've been sanctioned. This is the conclusion. If you have Omega Fellowship, you've been sanctioned with power. And that's why prayers, my God, your prayers are working. They're breaking through because you've been sanctioned.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the conclusion of your authentic faith, you've been sanctioned with power. Sanctioned with authority, Somebody should be rising up even right
Hallelujah,
now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Speaking into their atmosphere, calling those things which are not as though they were. Why? Only Christ can. Only God calleth those things. But he's saying here, I've sanctioned you. You now can call those things that be not as though they were. I've approbated you. You're here. You've been given official permission. That's real. My God, somebody needs to imbibe it. Smoke that in. It's real. It's his good pleasure. It was his good pleasure. Who? He loves to watch you move in authority. That's the fruit you bear. My God, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's his pleasure. It's his pleasure to sanction us in power and dominion within this kingdom. Our usage of his kingdom becomes a decree and a law for action in our lives. We need to totally awaken to who we belong to and who we really are. We need to understand in this conclusion, we need to understand what has really manifested in and on our lives due to the rhema of authentic faith. We need to understand it. And this is your prophetic conclusion. You are now in position in the kingdom. You're not a spectator here. You are a participator here. And we need to really function in this. We really do. All the time, not just when our backs are against the wall, but let's have the knowledge and an awareness to move forward and to grow. Let the curtains of our habitation be enlarged. Let our cords be lengthened. Let our stakes be strengthened in this. And let's take care of business. Let's see the kingdom of God move and advance. Hallelujah. You listen here, and I'm about to close in the conclusion. Storms can rage, but don't look back and don't go back. Your victory is coming. Even though you've been converted, there's storms that can rage. Watch this here. I find it amazing, truly amazing. My goodness. Watch this. Let me read this scripture to you. And in that day, that same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he said, and he arose and rebuked the winds and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, Jesus obviously was all the way in the kingdom. He was all the way converted, but still a storm came. Watch this, guys. Something really powerful came to me. The Bible says to us that he was asleep on a pillow. Does it not?
Yes. Amen.
Yes. But Rhema, but listen to what Rhema says. The Bible says he was asleep on a pillow, but Rhema says he was an eagle above the storm. Yes. His vision was intact. He was in the temperament of the Father. Authentic faith had shielded him. So now in lieu of that, storms can come, even in the midst of your conversion. But eagles don't fly in the storm. They take the wind of the storm and rise above the storm. They come above it. They look down. And what Jesus did, they thought they saw a man. They did see a man asleep on the pillow. But my eyes in Rhema said this. He wasn't asleep on a pillow in the midst of the storm. He was an eagle above the storm. He saw that they were going to make it to the other side because the Father had sent them to go to the other side. He knew nothing in that would come and deter them, distract him, sink them, no matter what came. A tornado could have came, went through the boat, and it still wouldn't have stopped them. They were going to get to where they were going. He was an eagle with vision in the midst of it. And that's why storms, let them come, guys. Let them blow, praise God. But you as the eagle, get to the post. Get the eyes of the eagle. Look down from above the storm and keep it moving.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Nothing stops us here. So storms can come. They can. I find it amazing that Jesus, in fact, taught them the mystery of the kingdom right before this went down. He taught them this, the mystery of the kingdom. And then he tells them, let's go to the other side. This to me is so indicative to a total change of life. Let the storms rage. Let the winds blow. Just don't leave your fellowship with Alpha and Omega. You're going to make it. You're going to see his glory. And in and on your life, truth told, storms do come into the kingdom. But true eagles fly above them. So that's what God is in the conclusion. That's why the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. No. We walk by the faith, the eyes of faith.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Not Hallelujah. Our vision. We rise above every storm, praise God. Because God has already commanded it. He's already given us total authority. We've already got the ability to speak to the storms. But if you're in the storm and you feel the weight of the storm, you can't say jack to the storm. But if you take the temperament of Christ, move in the dimension of the eagle, you can prophesy against the storm. You could prophesy against it.
Yes, Jesus.
I find it amazing. Jesus said this at the end. He said, peace. Be still. The next fruit that we're going into is peace. And let me just show you. First of all, when he said, peace, be still, he said this here. The Bible declares a great calm came. That word great means God's preeminent blessings came. That indicates the Father showed up and dealt with it. And then calm means brought them into a place of worry free. Great calms come to eagles. Great calms come to eagles. You will see God's preeminent blessing in the midst of that storm. You'll see, in fact, let me reiterate that. You'll see God's preeminent blessing stop the storm. Bump being in the midst of it. He'll stop it.
Hallelujah.
And you'll stay in a place that's worry-free. Your great calm is coming. In your conclusion, your great calm is coming. Stay in authentic faith through Alpha and Omega Fellowship. Your great calm is here. It's already here. You've already arrived. You are converted. And I'm telling you again, there's not a weapon formed against you that will or can prosper. Again, next week, the Rhema conversation continues, guys. That's your conclusion of authentic faith, but the Rhema conversation continues.
Yes.
We're going to start in on the fruit of peace.
Yes.
Listen to this. The word peace in the Greek is irene. Irene means exemption from the rage and havoc of war. Talking about abounding winds there. Look at that. We're going up to another dimension. We're catching another thermal wind in the abounding wind series. So the word peace in the Greek is irene, means exemption from rage and havoc of war. It means security, safety, and prosperity. The authentic faith life is now ready to reveal and manifest a life of peace. Listen to this. This is where it gets really interesting. The first definition to the word irene means to join. It's our joining with Alpha and Omega that's going to bring total peace. Irene also means peace between individuals, harmony, concord. Mm-hmm. This is still the definition I'm reading. It means because peace and harmony make and keep things, they make, listen, peace and harmony, this is the Strong's definition, because peace and harmony make and keep things safe and prosperous. coming into the realm of peace now because of our authentic faith, it's going to make, I told you the Father's going to bring results, and keep us safe and in prosperity. That's where we're headed. His peace is designed to make and keep things safe and prosperous. But if we don't stay joined to Alpha and Omega, peace won't come and stay on our lives either. But again, we've been converted. When Jesus said, peace be still, watch this. When he said, peace be still to the storm, he called the storm into himself. This is what he said to me. He said, Todd, I called it into myself. Mm-hmm. He said, I called it into my peace. Mm-hmm. And it was silenced.
Hallelujah.
He said, I called it in. It was silenced. He said, it was silenced. And he joined it to himself. And it had to bow down to the greater one because his peace was greater than the storm. And that was a category 5. It was greater. That's why that storm and those winds listened. He joined that storm with his peace. It was silenced. And this is what the Lord said. We will learn to minister through the power of his peace. We will cause others to join us where we are. That's what peace is. John even said it like this. John said, if you're going to have fellowship with us, truly our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. He was releasing his peace by joining others to Alpha and Omega. John told him, he said, listen, if you're going to have fellowship with us, our fellowship is both with Alpha and Omega, with the Father and the Son. Mm-hmm. Peace means to join. And because we've joined into Alpha and Omega, now the irene, the prosperity, the tranquility, all of that is going to come. And we're going to learn so much about it. And we're going to walk in it. And it's going to keep us fully connected to authentic faith, which has kept us connected to love, which has kept us connected to temperance. It's kept us connected to all of the fruits in which we've already gone over. Each one, they are really consummated. They're all together. And so it's going to continue. The conversation continues next week, but it's going to be really powerful because in learning about his peace, we're going to see so much of the ministry of Omega because of the joining. That's why peace has come. Because we've joined to join. That's why it's all coming now. So be of good cheer. You've learned authentic faith to transfer over into the life of peace as well. And it's going to happen. I feel the anointing of his peace on the line right now. I feel the Lord moving already and manifesting peace. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise. Awesome. Well, that's all I've got for you guys today. That is your final conclusion. You have arrived. You have already arrived, and you are already converted. Live your life in your conversion. Enjoy it. There's so many Christians that don't know the truth. But my goodness, I believe we've got a job to do. Publish this thing. Get this thing out there.
Hallelujah.
Because it is doing damage on my flesh. It is doing damage. It is really, really, I mean, breaking rocks into pieces. And I don't care how great your darkness is. When you've been converted, light is going to shine. The glory is going to show up for you. God's mindset, his opinion is headed your way. And so you're blessed.
Hallelujah.
You're blessed.
Bless God.
Amen. Amen. That's all I've got for you today, guys. I pray you got it. I pray you were blessed. Let's look at these comments. I think we got a few over here. Let's see what we got going on in the chat. It says here, Carolyn Watts. Okay. I got to scroll up. So, okay, here we go. I hear Elder Donna says amen and amen. Elder Allison says hallelujah. Elder Donna says again, hallelujah, Lord, bless you, Lord. Joshua Watts says that is really good. Elder Donna says amen, amen, and amen. Jay says again, amen. Jay says again, amen. And Jay says, thank God for the glimpse. Amen, Jay. Carolyn says, amen. Praise God. Praise God. And don't hang up anybody. We're going to pray for those two. They've been diagnosed with COVID. That's got to go. And it says here, Wanda says, yes, God, a second wind. Now you're talking. That's what I'm talking about, Wanda. Here we go. Nita Dame says, we have been pickled and cannot go back. Praise God. That's right. That's what we learned. Amen. Amen. Javon says, amen. Praise God. Wanda says, I won't go back to the place I used to be before God changed me. And I say amen to you on that, Wanda. Amen. Me neither. We can't go back. We have been pickled and will never be cucumbers again. We are converted, guys. We might as well just give it up, live the life, and man, be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. But yes,